Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. As you can see, the Jaguars have just landed at Dulles Airport in Washington. And I'm with Jeff Lagerman, and the weather here is what's nice.
Well, they actually have a front pushing down, and tomorrow's probably going to be their first fall day. I think overnight lows tonight around the mid to high 50s, and then tomorrow the daytime highs around 70. It's going to be a gorgeous day for football.
I will pardon the transition here, but you talk about a front pushing down. You know, the Jaguars have a safety in John Cyprian they like to bring to the line of scrimmage. They're going to play without him tomorrow. How does that impact what Gus Bradley wants to do?
Well, you could clearly tell there was a difference last week. You know, Josh Evans and Chris Brzezinski ended up replacing him. They both struggled a little bit at times. The Jaguars reacted a little bit to that, and that they elevated Clauston up to the active roster. They ended up cutting Chris Smith, the defensive end draft pick from Arkansas. I'm sure that he's going to end up on the practice squad if he clears waivers. So they got to have some safety help. You know, I don't remember if you remember in last week's game, Josh Evans made a tackle and then kind of was holding that left arm tight to his body. So you wonder if that's maybe a reaction that Josh Evans may not be 100% as well.
How do the Jaguars play RG3 tomorrow? We've never seen him as a pro.
I hope they keep him in the pocket. You know, he's been so good getting out of the pocket. They're trying to make him a pocket passer. You can tell he's having a difficult time adjusting. But the most important thing is you got to stop the running game of the Washington Redskins. Nobody's been better than them in the National Football League over the last 2 years. You stop that, then you worry about RG3.
Can the Jaguars quickly get their running game going?
I hope so, because it will take a lot of pressure off of a young wide receiver group and a passing game that's not where it needs to be.
All right, Jeff, stay tuned to Jaguars.com. Coverage throughout the evening and into tomorrow. Jaguars and Redskins, thanks for joining us on the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans.